It's actually quite easy. So, I mean, not the stuff that Ryan does is not easy. I value his contribution greatly. Foot, mouth. See, this is why I don't talk. Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Why, hello. Quadric Cube. I tried to do a Decker game. I couldn't do it.
I kind of got that that's what you were trying to do, but yeah. Man, you were so bad at it.
Stay a while and listen.
Oh, my God. I feel like we should talk about that Google Plus post.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I saw that they had Stay a While and Listen with Deckard Cain's picture on the loading screen for Diablo when I was installing. So I took a screenshot and made the joke that Diablo and Blizzard stole our catchphrase. Except we stole it from them originally because we were being very clever and it was a video game reference. So Ryan proceeds to tell me that on the Google Plus post because he thinks I'm stupid.
To my defense, you had never played a Diablo game before, so I wasn't exactly sure whether or not you
Neither
were kidding.
Neither did you. Doesn't mean I'm not familiar with video game memes. Come on.
I know. So I at first I was kind of like, I'm kind of speechless, right? You've caught me in this web of stupidity. But yeah, and it turns out Stay a While and Listen is a pretty popular thing to steal from Diablo. A lot of podcasts do it.
Yeah, I know.
So we are not alone in this little thing.
So we probably won't get sued then. That's a bonus.
Probably not.
We're up in Canada. Nobody pays attention to us.
Yeah.
So, we are giving away, I'm going to get this out of the way right away, because chat room, which we have a live chat room right now that is just chock full of people, I'm flattered, we are giving you a Diablo 3 code. It is a 7-day pass, or it's until you get to and beat the Skeleton King boss, correct?
Correctamundo.
Mm-hmm. So, chat room, what we want you to do is anyone who comes in from now to the end of the show has a chance to win the code, and all you have to do is throw into the chat room that you want the code, and then you guys get to decide amongst yourselves. Busy Zombie Lord has volunteered to be our monitor, so just talk about it and decide who gets the code and let us know. We are going to come back to you at the end of the show in our listener feedback section, and you guys had better have a name. So that means that if you have to leave, that's fine. Just make sure that you throw in for the code. And if you do win, then we'll get in touch with you somehow and make sure that we get that code to you. So that's code number one. Code number two is going to go to someone who is not currently listening live, but who or could be listening live as well. We're not gonna be all mean like that. But basically, we want you to send us some feedback. So we would obviously prefer iTunes reviews because it allows us to become noteworthy and reach new listeners. But since that would make it so that some of you who have already left us a review would be ineligible for the code, which we don't really think is fair since you've already been so good and left us a review in the first place, we are going to accept any kind of feedback that you want to send us. So go feedback/talk in the chat room. And we will be giving away the codes. Huzzah! Mm.
Now, these codes, at first, I was like, Blizzard, when they put out a game, they have these guest passes in here all the time. And I was really surprised about the popularity of these. I mean, Diablo 3 is a big deal. So when I had posted that I purchased Diablo 3 and with a picture, people could confirm that I had a boxed copy, I had this dude tweet me right away and be like, hey, if you have an extra guest code, you can give it to me. And I thought it was
someone that you'd never spoken to before?
Yeah, this was a random, and I thought, oh, it's probably just somebody following me from the show, because there are people like that that are out there, right?
Really?
Fans. We call them fans.
You have fans?
No, fans of the show. you know, anyways, I look at his account and he's got like hundreds of tweets sent out to people who have said that they have Diablo 3 on Twitter publicly. So he's just got an alert set up to search for Diablo 3 and he's just tweeting everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sure. But as it was a pain in the butt and I'm just like, you know what? Screw you, dude. Blocked. But you guys.
Ooh, bold move.
Yeah. He could have been like, I don't know.
What if he just really wanted to play Diablo? And then he was like, oh, and now I'm blocked.
But he was bugging everybody. He was acting like a tool, so he deserved to be treated like one.
I see.
If he was listening live, he could probably win, but now he probably hates my guts, so.
Well, yeah. If you blocked me, I'd never speak to you again.
Because I was blocked.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe I'll unblock him.
Oh, man, I'm so off my game tonight. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, so that brings us to our What We Are Playing section. We're not going to talk about Diablo 3 right now. We're going to talk about the other things that we've been playing. And Ryan, I'm going to let you go first because I only played one thing that wasn't Diablo this week. So what'd you play?
Keeping with the theme of old men with raspy voices, I started off with Warlock, Master of the Arcane, and straight up has this, the main voiceover dude is like a Decker Kane ripoff, but that's not why I played. It's basically a mix of Civilization in terms of like gameplay, so think like Civilization 5, but with a Warcraft theme. Yeah, it's like a hex-based video, or hex-based game, turn-based, all that great Civilization stuff. You know, you construct buildings for better units and upgrades, and obviously you train troops to, you know, kill creeps and take over bases and stuff like that. And it's all based just like Civilization. I mean, you can win by killing everybody. You can win by capturing certain points in the map, but you can also win by parlaying with these other mages who are trying to become the Warlock Master of the Arcane. So you end up, you know, parlaying with, like, Rat Man, and Skeleton Dude, and some other old guy who all use magic. And, you know, you can declare war, come up with some sort of treaty for peace, you know, trade gold. So, again, it's just like Civilization in those senses. But the cool thing is that you have two resources. You have gold, which is, you know, buy stuff. And then you have mana, which you gain each turn and you use to actually use spells. So you can, like, summon
troops. So that's, like, your science research.
Exactly.
And then the whole parlay with the other mages, that's kind of like a diplomatic kind of victory, right?
Yeah. So, like, when I was playing, I just played the demo, but you could, like, talk to dudes and say, like, okay, this guy's, like, on my neighboring side, so I'm going to try to be peaceful with them and like kind of keep them happy. And it's a much more simpler game than what I remember Civ being. I haven't played enough of Civ, but I know it's a complicated game. But this is more a stripped down version, like kind of, and with a different theme. And you know, rather than researching tech, you research spells. So throughout the game, you can actually research different spells. So you start off with a fireball, and by the end, you can have like a firestorm or like a summon golem spell or something.
Okay.
But yeah, basically if you're into the Civ 5 framework of gameplay.
Well, and who isn't?
Exactly. It's $20 on Steam, and if you're looking for that, you know, mid game between Civ 5 and the Civ 5 expansion, this might be a good one. And the demo is on Steam and I highly recommend it cuz you can get a good 2 hours out of it without, you know, having to pay for anything.
Right, and so is it Warlock Master of the Arcane? One big, huge, long title?
Yeah, Warlock : Master of the Arcane.
Oh, okay, yes. Sorry.
That's fine. No, you know what? I made sure to confirm before we came in, and yes, Warlock : Master of the Arcane.
Alrighty, and on Steam. So that's actually, I can't believe it's only $20.
Yeah.
There's some, like, is that a sale price, or is that just the price of the game?
It's the price of the game. It's a small title. It's not. Don't be thinking that it's like Civ 5. It's just like
Wizards,
Civ 5.
Because that's what's in my head.
It's like, what?
Civ 5 with wizards.
yeah, exactly. Think, when you, in comparison, think Diablo 3 compared to Torchlight 2. It's the same thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it, actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's definitely something I'm going to pick up then. And is it multiplayer?
That's a great question. I don't know. Because, again, I played the single-player demo, but it would be pretty easy to confirm. Chat room, if you want to get in on
that. Chime in. This is the time when you can buzz us and we won't get mad.
You know, that is a good question. I would think probably not, because it is like a lower-end game. But then again,
for $20, I'd be surprised.
Yeah. And hell, if it has multiplayer, I mean, yeah, I think that would be cool.
Sold. But. So yeah, Wizards, the other thing that we were playing, both of us, it looks like maybe potentially, is WoW. So I had another 2 WoW dates this weekend, because my boyfriend's the bestest ever, and he lets me play twice a week now. So we did a whole bunch of kind of running around stuff, but we did hit our first instance, maybe?
Yep.
The dungeon thing where you have to go through the purple portal?
They are referred to as instances.
Yes, okay. So, we tried our first instance, and we failed.
Oh.
It was very sad. We were trying so hard, but it was rated for, I think, 5 people. And Joel and I are level 27 or 28, I can't remember now. And then I have my pet as well. And all the people in the dungeon were levels, I think, 19 through 21, or everyone that we got to. But they were all elite, which apparently makes a difference. So.
Yes, big difference. Elite units are actually, like, probably 3 times as strong as normal characters. So if you see that little insignia around their portrait, you know that you probably don't want to attack them with just yourself.
Ah, yes.
Especially
okay.
if they're on par with your level.
Yeah, so we were about, you know, 6-ish levels higher than them, but they're elite. So we beat the first kind of boss dude, but that was really close. And then we got to the second boss dude, and we killed all the people around him. And they were pretty easy. Like, they weren't too hard. But, like, we got him down to a sliver of health, like, 6 times, and then he would kill Joel, and then I was just done. Like, he hit me 1 time, and I was like, oh, ugh. So, that was me dying, by the way.
It was very good. I give it 4.5 stars.
I actually, like, slumped over and stuff, too, so, I mean, when it's a video podcast next week, it's gonna be fabulous.
Well, it's a good thing you don't have a mic on your desk, because then you would have just, like, head-butted the mic.
Yep. Oh, no, I fell over backwards.
Oh, sorry.
Backwards
okay.
is very dramatic.
Amateur. What?
Shut up. I didn't even hear what you said. I just know that it must be mean.
He called you an amateur.
Oh.
Nobody falls over backwards dying. Your head goes forward. Come on. Gravity.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Unless you're like cackling when you're about to die, then maybe you'd fall over backwards.
I do, because whoever's killing me, I'm going to haunt the crap out of them.
You're one of those crazy people?
Yes.
Ah, got it.
Yep, so I do my evil maniacal laugh, and then I die. Maniacal, so that's why I fell over backwards. Just try to keep up.
You know what? I'm so behind in the times. You dang kids with your rap music and falling backwards.
So yeah, we tried and failed 5 or 6 times, and it took up almost our entire WoW date on Friday, I think, so... It was getting to be a little bit frustrating for both of us, I think. But I'm so competitive. And, like, Joel's so good because I'm just like, just one more time. Just one more time. We can totally do this. Just one more time. And it's, like, the definition of insanity. Where you just keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And that's exactly what we did, like, 6 times. And then finally I was like, you kind of want to stop doing this, don't you? And he's like, yes. I was like... Only because it's you. Now, if it had just been me, I would have kept going probably all through the night.
Oh, dear. Now, Joel's played the game before, so did he happen to mention that instances are usually done in groups of 5?
Well, see, the problem is, I mean, we haven't even hit level 30 yet. So we don't really have anybody. I think there's, well, I mean, first of all, there are date nights, so that'd be kind of awkward. But
they don't have to join in your Skype conversation. What are you two, like role-playing in game as well?
We may or may not have some matching clothing.
Oh, dear.
I said may or may not, and it's totally not our fault. It's just because we're playing through the game as the same kind of characters at the same time. Mm. So we get the similar loot that looks the same, that's all.
Right.
It's not on purpose.
So you're going to be the kind of woman who's going to dress up their kids in, like, matching sailor outfits?
Is that how that works? No, that's no.
That's good. Just want to be sure.
But anyways, so we don't have anybody else. Like, there is literally no one else in the game. Like, when we're wandering around in, like, the fields and the forest and stuff, like, we don't run into anybody else. If we see one or two other people the entire time, unless when we were in Ogrimmar, we saw some people. But when we were in the Blood Elf City, that I can't remember the name of it right now.
Silvermoon.
Thank you. There was no one. Like, no one. But there was a couple of people. But I mean, like, I could probably count them on two hands. How many people we run into, so...
Yeah, I mean...
There's nobody to do stuff with, even if we wanted to do stuff with other people, so...
Do you know the name of the instance that you guys were attempting?
I don't, but if Joel's still in the chat room, he should.
Was it Wailing Caverns?
No.
Or Rage Fire?
Nope.
Was it...
It was something Keep.
Oh. Shadowmoon Keep.
Shadowmoon, yeah, that one.
That one's a tough one.
And he had said that he had soloed the instance before, but I think his previous character was like a level 30 or 35 or something like that when he did it by himself. So I guess that made a big difference, just those other couple of levels. So
yeah.
I'm sure we'll try again. I mean, it was new to me and I'd never done it before, so I really wanted to try it because I've been trying to do something kind of new every week, so...
Right.
But yeah, it didn't really work out. He just got frustrated. I got frustrated, so...
Yeah. And I mean, some of the most fun I've had in World of Warcraft has been in instances. So, like, you're definitely in the right mindset to want to be doing those instances, because...
Well, and I want them to still be challenging. Like, I don't want to walk into an instance, because that was the other problem that we had playing this weekend, is we were in an area that was below our level, I think. I think we were doing, like, a 20-25, and we were 26 to 27, so everything was, like, I was one-shot killing everything. And so I was just like, well, this is, like, I mean, no, it's not fun, because it's still WoW, and I still enjoy it, but it's less fun when there's no, like, oh my god, I'm about to die type thing going on. So,
right.
Yeah. So, but we'll see. I'm sure that we'll go back. We'll kick some ass.
Yeah. You may want to pull a random in.
Yeah, probably. We'll see. I'm hoping that we'll have more people to play with once our levels get a little bit higher, whether they're random people or whether they're friend people, but one way or the other. So, speaking of friend people and people who should have low-level characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before I get to that, I just want to thank Lou, who looked up Warlock and said that it is only single-player. So, as we suspected, $20 game, single-player only.
Still. I mean, if AI is good enough, then...
I enjoyed myself, so try the demo at least. World of Warcraft... I finally got around to confirming my... I know the last couple episodes have been like, oh, you know, I'm going to play. And, you know, I figured I could play to level 20 for free, but the free-to-play level 20 is the starter edition of WoW. Uh-huh. And since I've had an account on WoW for the last 5-6 years, I don't necessarily... what's the word I'm looking for?
You're not new?
Eligible. Thank you.
Oh!
Not eligible for the starter edition as much as I'd like to just play the guy to level 20, but I'm cheap like that. But I was
so
about to...
That must have been what happened to me as well with my level 20 character, is that because I installed WoW and Burning Crusade, which WoW and Burning Crusade is the starter edition, but then I installed Lich King and Cataclysm just all in one install. I just did everything.
Right.
And so because I had the other expansions, that must have been why I did not get to play for free.
Probably. And I mean...
Again, wow. Tricky.
Yeah. Again, you're right. Like, I mean, I don't blame Blizzard because I'm sort of trying to beat the system. I have level 80 characters. Therefore, if I want to play again, I should probably have to resub.
But yeah. they should be able to look at me and go, she is completely new to WoW. She never had a Battle.net account before. She doesn't have any characters. Like, I should have been able to play a character to level 20 for free, regardless of whether I had the other expansions or not. Especially since I have the other expansions, because they should be like, oh, wow, she's already got... wow. She's already got... Like, she's already paid us for all the available expansions. Like, we should give her free stuff because, you know, we want to keep her. Although, yeah. I guess it doesn't matter if they keep me because I've already paid them. Oh, no, well, there's the monthly subscription fee. So they are still getting my money.
Yeah. And again, like, Blizzard occasionally sends me, like, 7 free days, but I haven't gotten one since, I think, around December. But I was about to resub on Sunday just so I could play because I was itching to play an MMO. Then I realized I was about to enter my credit card information. I'm like, I'm going to be getting Diablo 3 in, like, on Tuesday. Do I really want to resub now
yes,
and play for a couple
I
hours?
I want my cool celestial mount.
Oh, God forbid that I wouldn't play with you, right? You want your mount.
Oh,
shame
yeah, right.
on you.
And we need more people to play with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone who's not going to judge your matching armor. I say good day. No, I do plan on resubbing soon, and I swear this is not one of those empty promises.
Yeah, right.
But that one was.
Promising it for months.
Weeks. Come on.
I know. But months sounds so much more convincing.
Yeah, and weeks is no better.
Well, that's true. All right. So I think that, I mean, do you have anything? Oh, no, you didn't actually play WoW, so.
No, I just wanted to tell that quick story about screwing you over for your mount. Again.
Thanks for that. So, moving on to quick fire news.
Indeed. Star Wars The Old Republic Weekend Pass. BioWare is hoping to attract new players to the game by running a free trial weekend from May 17th to the 21st. The reason I stress new is because the weekend excludes all people who have played in trial weekend before, as well as past players that have let their subscription slide. If you haven't given SWTOR a try and you're interested, now's your chance.
Tomb Raider is delayed until 2013. Daryl Gallagher of Tomb Raider developer Crystal Dynamics is giving us the same story we heard about Bioshock Oh my god, Infinite! I almost said Infinity! Ryan, you ruined me! They want to give us the best game they can, and so have delayed the release by 6 months, give or take. Tomb Raider is now set to be released Q1 2013. We will, however, be getting more preview material at E3. Looks like no one wants to be the next Mass Effect 3.
Dota trademark agreement reached. Rest easy, Dota fans, because mommy and daddy have stopped fighting and finally agreed on something. According to statements, Valve will be able to continue using Dota commercially, starting with Dota 2, and Blizzard will keep non-commercial use for player-created maps in Warcraft 3 and Starcraft 2.
Darksiders 2 release date has been announced. THQ CEO Brian Farrell confirmed to investors that Darksiders 2 will be released in North America on August 14th, 2012. Previous delays were again due to commitment to quality. But this time, it will be coming out for sure, which is good, because THQ needs to make some money.
38 Studios having some financial issues.
Here.
While Reckoning was in development, the studio headed by Kurt Schilling received a $75 million loan from the state of Rhode Island. Now with Reckoning released, it's time to start repaying that loan, but unfortunately that doesn't seem to be the case. Closed-door meetings are being held to discuss the future of the studio that has missed its May 1st loan payment of $1.125 million. If 38 Studios is unable to pay off the loan, it would fall on the taxpayers to pony up the cash plus interest through 2020. And the shit cherry on the shit cake? If closed, the state would own all intellectual property of the developer. Let's hope they pull through.
New Mass Effect 3 DLC is rumored. The next DLC for Mass Effect 3 is rumored to be called Rebellion and will open up two new multiplayer maps as well as add more equipment and consumables. Also, six new classes, including Phoenix, Phenai, Phoenixes, and Vorchas, will be unlockable. Don't think this one will be free, and BioWare has yet to comment on the leak.
343 Studios announces Halo 4 Limited Edition. On November 6, hardcore Master Chief fans will be able to pick up a more expensive version of Halo 4 for $99.99. At the higher price tag, gamers are getting a whole whack of goodies. This includes 9 maps in the form of future DLC, 6 specializations to help boost your rank, sounds like a sample pack of microtransactions, the UNSC Infinity Briefing Packet for those lore lovers, holy crap, alliteration. A 90-minute extended version of the live-action Halo 4, Forward Onto Dawn, and of course a bunch of Xbox Live avatar crap. It was also confirmed that there will be no Legendary Edition released. No cat helmet. Boo earns.
Diablo 3 console port fate is unknown. Jay Wilson, game director for Diablo 3, has said that Blizzard still has not decided if they will port Diablo 3 to consoles. They don't even know if they have the resources or if the game would work on a console. They are continuing to hire people for console development positions on the off chance that the project moves forward, but Blizzard wants to make sure they're ready with the best people to do the job if it does. Which brings us into Diablo 3, which we both played and had lots of launch issues. So we have news all smashed into what we're playing, and it's just, it's one big, huge TGI mess.
Sort of like the servers.
Yes. So I think first we should talk about this meme that has been going around. Well, there's two, really. There's the always fantastic Sean Beam meme that one does not simply play Diablo 3. Which makes me giggle every time I see it.
That's my favorite one.
I think it might be my favorite too. Although the guinea pig one is pretty good too. It's the animated one, and there's a whole bunch of guinea pigs, and they're all trying to get into this little square box, which you can't see what's in the box. I really want to know what's in the box that they're all so anxious to get at. And then there's a hand that comes down, and it says Blizzard on the back of the hand, and then it pulls up the little gate thingy, and then all the guinea pigs rush in, and everyone keeps calling them hamsters. They're not hamsters. They're guinea pigs. I have one. They're far superior to hamsters. She squeals at me when I come in the door because she's so happy to see me.
Huh.
True story.
So what you're saying is Shepard should have had a space guinea pig, not a space hamster.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, did you experience any of these, like, Error 37... things that are going around, these messages?
So the first one was Error 37, and that was the one that basically just said the servers are overloaded, screw you, go away. Then there was the error that I got, which I think was 3003, which was basically servers are down for maintenance. So, which I didn't know at first when I first started getting the error. I think I started to try to log in right when they took the servers down. But man, there was a lot of downtime yesterday. They were down for a few hours in the afternoon, and then they came back up, and then they were down again when I got home from work. And when I got home from work, they were down for an hour and a half. So that was kind of frustrating because, I mean, they launched it at 3 a.m. my time, so midnight Pacific. Mm-hmm. And so they, like, 12 hours later, they're still having login issues with the servers. Like, they had stress tests in the beta. They've had the beta going forever. The stupid game's been in development for God knows how long. Not to mention, they make WoW. Like, of all game companies, shouldn't they know how to handle big server loads and people trying to play their games all at once? I don't know. So I got the errors. I had the issues. I found out the servers were down. And really, like, I was kind of ticked because I wasn't going to play till later, but I just wanted to, like, go in and make my character. And I couldn't even do that, which was frustrating. And then I was like, okay, I can't make my character, but I want to do something Diablo-related. So I went to the website for the banner creation thing because I hadn't done that yet. And that was launched, I don't know, a while ago anyways. And it was the custom banner creation. So basically you go in and you pick your colors for your banner and your little logo and whatever. And so I was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to do that for a while. And I guess everyone had the exact same idea because, like, the website I clicked on it like 500 times and it just wasn't working. So yeah, I had a pretty frustrating hour and a half or so when I got home from work. But then once the servers came back up, like Joel and I played for, oh, I don't know, about 4 hours probably. So, and we didn't have any problems. I was actually able to go out and change my character and go back in and didn't have any problems. So
neat. I mean, I got a box copy, so by the time I had it installed and was actually ready to play, all of the issues had been kind of addressed. But I do feel sorry for the people who, and I have been in this position before, where you pick up a game at midnight and just like, I'm already getting tired, I want to play this game, and the servers are down.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine...
I saw people that I was following on Twitter and Google Plus, and like they were so ticked off, especially people in the Eastern time zone, because I mean it's 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. for people on the East Coast, right? So that's freaking, you're either staying up really, really late or waking up really, really early, like however you decide to do it. But one way or another, you're up at 3 a.m. trying to play a game. Like, if that's dedication and commitment. And those times are times that aren't set out by the fans. Like, that's when Blizzard says, okay, this game will be ready. You can play as of this time. So, make the game ready for me to play at that time. Or don't give me a time.
Yeah, but again, playing Devil's Advocate, which lately I've loved to do, evidently. You mentioned the stress test with the beta, and that was a wave thing. Like they said, okay, we're opening up the service to this many people, try to log in now, and we're steadily increasing it. But what it's a little tougher to do that when it comes to a paid product. They kind of have to judge, okay, this amount of people are going to play at midnight, so let's have the servers for that. And obviously, this is a very popular game, so they must have had more people than they were assuming, and it was all resolved in the first 12 hours, or, well, the first day, we'll say. The first 24 hours, I haven't heard many issues since then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good on their part. But also, you gotta, it's tough. Like, emergency maintenance, it was down for hours on end, and that sucks.
Yeah,
but
not a great launch day.
No, not really. But again, you gotta think, like, obviously they underestimated how popular the game was, and it's really easy to crack jokes about it, but I think it's really also easy to go like, you know, we'll have these amount of servers and we'll, you know, judge how popular it is and we'll increase the amount of hardware when needed. And man, it must have really taken them by surprise if they had to like take it down for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
it's just too bad. Yeah. I mean, I saw a lot of messages from people being like, oh, yeah, see, I knew I shouldn't have tried to play a Blizzard game in the first week. And it just seems like a trend with them that, you know, I don't understand. Like, the worst part of it is that if the servers are down and all you want to do is play single player, you couldn't even do single player, which I understand, you know, most of the game content sits on the servers and that's why you have to go and access it. Like, Diablo 3 is not an 8-gig game. So I understand that the content is not on your computer, so you have to have an internet connection, but it just seems like there should be different servers for single player or something. Like, you should not have to queue up for a single player game. That's just insane.
Yeah, and I mean, the same thing was said about StarCraft 2, but StarCraft 2 you could play in offline mode, but the reason, it is actually a 15 gig game. It's a big game, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think any of the your characters are maybe sitting on the server, but all the content's on your hard drive. The reason they have it constantly online is to protect the real money and gold auction house.
Mm.
So if they have an offline mode, by removing that offline mode, they remove the issues of people like duplicating items and like botting the game to try and like get that really rare item and sell it for $1,000 on the auction house. It's more about, I think, kind of preserving that ecosystem, the real money ecosystem.
Yeah.
But I still think they could have had like this offline mode, sort of like StarCraft 2, where it kind of just flags you as this is all offline. Anything that comes out of this is not going to amount to anything in terms of progression in achievements, auction house items, all that stuff. But by making it online only, they kind of remove all that extra work. They just say, you know, screw it. In this day and age, people can play it with a connection. But I got to say, like, dial-up for me was not a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5 years ago. So if you're on dial-up trying to play this game and have a constant connection to the internet to play a single-player game, that can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't really have sympathy. I guess I don't really have sympathy now. I mean, I have high speed, and the only issue is when the servers go down, you're screwed. But we shouldn't have this issue from here on out, hopefully, right?
Well, yeah, hopefully.
You never know, though, I guess, because, I don't know. Maintenance scares me. Like, emergency maintenance, sure, but, like, if they have, like, scheduled maintenance for the Diablo servers, that'll be a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right, like, you look at this game and you're like, I want to play it now. You know, I don't have to wait.
Mm-hmm. So, we actually both did get in and play it for some time. So, what character are you playing? Like, what were your impressions once you finally got in? Was it worth it?
Yes. Yes. Maybe. No. Yes. No, seriously. I, just to conclude this whole epic ordering Diablo 3 thing, I did get it in the mail. Didn't have to go to the post office. It was in my door when I got home. For those listening who don't remember me stating that after the Mass Effect fiasco, I was going to pre-order from an online distributor known as Future Shop and have it delivered to me rather than having to like race to Walmart at 7 in the morning. So I got it all good, got home at 5, started to install it, and by then the maintenance was over and got in and trying to pick a character. And also, lo and behold, I get in there and there's like 8 people in my friend list that I haven't seen before actually playing Diablo. So very popular game. I ended up going with the monk and named him Raiwando. The monk class is really cool because it's all like, it's all melee, but it's all like, you know, it's more about like fists and feet
mm-hmm.
rather than like giant swords like the barbarian. So, and I killed the skeleton king, so I got as far as the end of the beta.
Ah, cool.
And I was
so that's the end of Act 1, right?
No, actually,
no?
I thought it was. Act 1 is actually much longer than that. It's the skeleton king is about a quarter of the way through Act 1, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a big game.
Which I'm pretty happy about, because I thought the Skeleton King was the end of Act 1, and I was like, oh, well, this is going to be a really quick game, but... Well, that's good. I don't think that we got that far, because last night... Well, I ended up... I started with a Demon Hunter, and I got her to level 8, I think, and... I mean, because I was on Skype talking to Joel while we played, and he could tell I wasn't having fun. Like, normally when I play games, I'm making sound effects, and I'm, like, giggling like crazy and having a great time, and I was just kind of going like, oh, yeah, click, 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 click. And he was just like, do you want to keep going? And I was like, yeah, I want to keep playing. Like, the game's good. I'm enjoying it. And he's like, no, you're not. I was like, well, I'm enjoying the fact that I'm playing Diablo 3. So, but the problem with the Demon Hunter is there's no payoff, at least not at the low levels. It's like every single one of her powers and the only weapon she can use is the freaking bow and arrow, which is funny because I like my bow and arrow in WoW, but in this one, it was just like, shoot an arrow, shoot an arrow. Like, there was no cool animation. There was nothing cool that happened. It was just like, even my defensive spell was kind of boring. And then I was like, I'd get to a new level and I'd unlock a new, like, new weapon or a new spell or skill or whatever. And then I'd be like, oh, yay, something new. And then I'd click on my new skill and it didn't change anything. It still ranged, like, arrow. And I was like, oh, man, are you kidding me? And then so, and especially playing with Joel, who's playing a monk, you guys look so cool. And, like, I mean, he's punching things and sending them flying across the room and doing a kick and then, like, flames are shooting out of his foot. And I'm like, how does that even make sense? It's a whole lot of awesome. But, like, And then so I just, like, he's doing all these cool moves and killing all these dudes and getting kill streaks of, like, 30. And my kill streaks are, like, 8 to 10. And it's just, like, ping, ping, like, boring. So.
Maybe you weren't clicking fast enough.
No, I was clicking fast enough. I was just boring. So, and well, that's the, I was killing things with, you know, like 2 to 3 shots. So I was just kind of like click, 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 click. But it was just repetitive and no payoff. So I switched back to a wizard, which is what I played in the beta, which was the premature Frostbolt story, which I think I told when we talked about the Diablo 3 beta.
Yep.
I was better, though. I mean, I've played enough now that I know not to right-click to look, because you can't look, so I'm used to that now. I only did it a couple times. And, yeah, so I switched to a wizard, and so we played with Joel at his monk character at a level 8 or 9, and then so my wizard was a level 1. And it was actually, it was fun and challenging, because I had to be really, really careful, because the stuff that we were playing against, it could kill me with, like, 2 or 3 shots. So I had to, like, really back up, because the wizard is still a ranged character. So I had to really back up and try to hit things from far away and then kind of run. Because it's, didn't really, like, it kind of, it scaled somewhat. It must have. Otherwise, they would have just been, like, one-shotting me. But it was definitely really challenging. Like, I think it was the, like, if our combined levels was 9, like, then they were doing the damage that they would do to, like, a single player not level 9 person or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, anyways, I had to be really careful, but I leveled up really quickly. Like, I think at the end, he was level 9 and I was level 7 or 8, so, I mean, I caught up quickly, because, I mean, we were still such low level that, you know, he was only a few thousand XP ahead of me, but... But yeah, it was really fun. Like, I wanted to play more today, but people were busy, so. Yeah.
Last night I played with between 2 and 4 people. I my old roommates were playing, and they were jumping in and out, and we were actually on a vent server talking while we were playing. And one thing I found was me and a buddy were playing, and then, like you said, my other buddy jumped in at level 1 and kind of, like, teleported to us. So starting the act a couple quests in, and he was level 1 and we were, like, level 4, and by the end of it, like, I was still ahead of them in terms of level, but they had caught up to a decent level. So, and every time someone joins or leaves, your character goes, like, a friend has left the battle, my enemies grow weaker, or my enemies go stronger, and I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah, because we experienced that when Joel and I were jumping in and out of each other's games in the beta, because he played a whole bunch of different characters. I played the wizard, which probably what I should have done in the beta is played a whole bunch of different characters for the first couple of levels, but I took my wizard to level 6 or 7, I think, and because I just really enjoy being a wizard. He looks so cool. And then the last power that I unlocked was this really cool looking spell that was like this slow moving ball of like what looks like a mini solar system or something. It's all purple and black with like stars and glitter in the middle. And then it like goes to the bad guys, and then the first bad guy that it hits, it explodes. So it's like this like mini Big Bang thing. Like it looks so awesome. And then so it kills a whole bunch of people all at once. It's really slow moving, and so you have to, like, you know, be careful how you... And it's also pretty high, not rage cost, but whatever my casting magic mana thing is. I can't remember what it's called now.
For your mage?
For the mage,
probably just be mana, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I feel like it's not called that.
Because I know the monk is, like, spirit, and then the demon hunter is, like...
Might be, like, focus or intellect or... No, focus is my hunter in WoW. I can't remember. Anyways, it's something. It's some fancy name.
It's something. Not. It's not mana, because you know they couldn't just call it mana.
I put the chat room. Arcane power.
Oh, yeah, come on, Blizzard.
Chat room knows.
Fancy word for mana. Making things complicated.
Yep.
Are you playing a male wizard or a female wizard?
Female wizard.
Okay. How's the voice acting for the female characters?
I don't mind it. I think because I didn't like the FemShep voice in Mass Effect. Mm-hmm. I think normally I don't tend to like the female voice acting as main characters. But I mean, I haven't had a problem with it. I think the voice acting is pretty great.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed as well. And
are you playing a male or a female character?
I'm playing a male monk, yeah. Even though the female monk looks really cool.
Yeah?
But I like the idea of the male monk.
I think what I might do is I'll have my main character and I'll play through with Joel so that I'm, you know, getting all the experiencing the new stuff with him all the time. And then I'll just have, like, my other characters, I'll just kind of keep them, like, one level behind kind of thing in the story and just, you know, play with them when he's not around. Because I think I'm going to want to play. And were you playing single player at all last night?
I played, like, 20 minutes by myself before I had someone jump in. And I think I'm going to do the same where I have a character playing with my buddies but also have a character where I just lock the game and play by myself, because I found that it was really easy for other people to affect the story in terms of, like, they'd, like, easily skip over dialogue and and I'd miss, like, key, like, what we're doing, which is fine. I mean, I don't want to hold anyone back and I was having fun, but I was always within the mindset that, like, okay, I'm probably just going to come back and do this with a different character. And the game really encourages you. And again, we're Diablo newbies, so I'm sure everybody's thinking, like, of course.
We already know this.
Yeah.
Why we love Diablo.
But, like, they really, like, give you the incentive to come back and play as different characters, not only because of different voice acting and different skills, but they have, like, tailored, like, end-of-quest movies for each class. So, like, your monk will be, like, my monk will describe, like, what he just did in a quest, like, saved this old man named Deckard Cain and brought him back to the town of, blah, blah, you know, describing some asteroid thing. It was just really cool, and I'm like, I wonder what that would be like if I was this bloodthirsty barbarian or, you know, a female demon hunter. You know, you never know, right?
Yeah.
It would be neat.
It is kind of, it is pretty interesting how they have all the different cinematics at the end of everything. But yeah, so I think that's what I'm going to do. Now, did you notice, because what I noticed, and I don't know if it was just because of, like, I was in between battles or something, but it seemed like people in my friends list who were playing in closed single-player games were either getting achievements faster or getting more achievements than I was playing in multiplayer. Because I think I only unlocked one or maybe two achievements last night when I was playing. And there were some people, like, I know underscore Funk in the chat room was playing last night in a single player game. And another friend from Twitter was also playing in a single player game. And I was seeing, like, you know, Starman and underscore Funk, you know, have unlocked this achievement. And it was just the two of them, like, over and over and over again. And I was like, I'm not getting anything. And we all know how much I like being rewarded with achievements.
Yeah.
Part of the competitiveness again. But I would, yeah, I didn't unlock hardly anything. And I was like, oh.
Same here. And I did notice a friend of mine who was jumping in playing his own game was getting a bunch of achievements. And there are separate achievements for single and co-op that I've noticed. And there are a ton of achievements. So
yeah,
I don't know what's going on. I'd have to look into that. But I was a little disappointed that I was seeing people get a bunch of achievements.
I know. I felt like I was playing wrong or something.
Yeah.
I was like, how come everyone else is getting stuff and I'm not getting stuff?
Felt
I was
like
I know I'm new at this, but come on.
Yeah, it was weird. It felt like we were playing an offline game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's tons of achievements in there. So, I mean, I'm sure we're just... Maybe they don't announce multiplayer achievements, just... But no, that's not true.
No, because that's not true, because the ones that I did get popped up, yeah. But I think I only got two all night, so... Unfortunate. But I think that's pretty much... I mean, I don't want to go too much into any more, because I don't want to spoil for anyone who hasn't played yet, and I'm sure, like, it's going to take us a long time to play the game. There is one other news item, speaking of length of time to play the game. 12 hours to beat it? Like, come on! Why would you do that? How would you do that?
Most people I've seen that are, like, playing it for a review are saying that 12 hours is like a speed. Well, some people did it in 12. Other people have done it in 7. But that's like super speed run. Like, you're basically like skipping all the dialogue, running straight to the point of quest, and you know, you're missing out on so much of what makes Diablo fun.
Well, yeah, and I mean, when we played, I really liked to clear a lot of the map, like to clear the fog and go look and beat all the enemies, and you know, like I'm not a big, you know, straight for the quest. So, I don't know. I can't see beating it, and that's what makes it interesting is all the lore and the maps and the graphics, and you know, I wouldn't want to rush through it and play it in 12 hours or something ridiculous like that.
Well, 12 times 10, if you're going to play it through 5 times as each class and another 5 as a different sex and or gender, rather, you know, that's 120 hours of gameplay, so...
Yeah, it's true, even at speed play.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I wouldn't complain then. Maybe you'd be happy it's only 12, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. True. All right, so I think that brings us to our listener feedback section, and we got some feedback this week. So, Ryan, do you want to tell us about the feedback?
Indeed. Most people know we have a website, and it is WordPress-powered, so there are comments enabled. And we had a comment posted on our last week's episode, episode 21, Loincloth of Importance, from Thor Goodwill, who said, "Found this site randomly, love what you're doing. Diablo 3 release."
So it looked like he was just as excited as we were. Yes. I'm really curious to see our next Google Analytics page and see what our search terms are, because I'd really like to know what he, like, how he found us randomly.
Like, that's a good point. Maybe he's a loincloth enthusiast.
Possibly.
Big Tarzan fan.
So, yes, we did get some feedback, which is exciting. We love everybody's feedback, and that brings us to our Diablo 3 codes. So, chat room, who is the winner? I'm looking at you, Busy Zombie Lord. Oh, we have to wait for the leg. I forgot about the leg.
I haven't gone through, so I don't know.
I don't know either. That's the whole reason we picked a moderator. Oh, everyone's a winner, Swick says.
Well,
everyone can't be a winner. We only have one code. Jinx. Owe me a pop.
Pop. Oh, yeah, a pop.
Anybody?
Maybe this is like the same, like everyone could just have Diablo, right?
Yeah, true. All right, well I'm sure that wherever Lou is gone,
maybe Lou stepped out.
Hopefully he gets back to us.
Oh, Robot doesn't have Diablo.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know Robot Beach doesn't have it. But...
That's a pretty good reason to want a guest pass.
Yep. I vote Robot Beach because he's eligible.
Yeah. I like the way you think.
All right.
All right. Congratulations, Robot Beach. We know where
Robot
to find you.
Robot Beach gets the pass. So, yes, I know how to find him. So, I will DM that to him on Twitter. Free guest pass. Woot, woot. So, that brings us to the end of the show. You can email us at info@gamersinpodcast.com. You can visit us on the web at www.gamersinpodcast.com, or you can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GISGamer. Ryan is at RMurphy, and don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheGamersInn, and we are also on Google+, and I try to post different things on each social media outlet, so I shall not bore you if you want to follow us everywhere. Also, we would like to ask that you guys give us an iTunes review if you enjoy the show, because we can always use the feedback and it helps our podcast reach new listeners. So before we go, I just want to give a quick shout out and thank you to my brother Greg for creating our awesome music. You can find him on Twitter at SoundsInfluence. We would also like to thank Joel Duggan of StarCrossed Online, who drew our Twitter avatars. You can find him on Twitter at Joel Duggan, or read his comic at www.starcrossedonline.com. So thank you for staying at the Gamers Inn, and remember to tune in next week. I'm doing a happy dance. Well, I'm doing happy arm wiggle. It's almost a happy dance, except I don't have a lot of energy, so...
They weren't going to give it to us, but then I'm like, Google, no. Bad Google.
Back. Apparently nobody wants to look at Robot Beach. Yeah.
See, that's why I have a girl on this podcast. Because I'm in the same boat.
That's and not Greg, Lou, all the way from France, which is so exciting.
Yay!
I'm glad.
He's European.
I know.
Herodric Cube.